Management training. Management training is an important part of your business, because the managers are key people in your organization. Management training allows your key people to improve their abilities as leader managers, and this has a knock-on effect on the performance of the rest of the team. Management training allows your leader management team to avoid costly mistakes and maximize the performance potential of themselves and all the others they manage. Management training starts by isolating the role of the manager leader and identifying their key attributes. A manager is a member of a team or an organization whose primary role is the proper organization of resources that will best achieve a predetermined goal. In order to fulfill this role, the manager needs 6 definite skills. 1. The ability to focus on a goal long enough for it to be achieved. 2. The ability to use language so that his or her instructions are understood. 3. The ability to build plans that are capable of achieving the goal. 4. The ability to handle performance and people management issues. 5. The ability to self-motivate. 6. The ability to motivate others. Each of these 6 skills is essential. If any one of them is missing, then the manager's abilities are lessened. Let us look at each in turn. 1. The ability to focus on a goal long enough for it to be achieved. If success means the achievement of a goal, then the successful manager must be a goal-focused individual. Failure to achieve your goals is failure. One way to fail is to not appreciate what the goal actually is. The goal of most private businesses is to make profit. Why? Because without profit there is nothing. Some organizations have lost sight of the need to make profits. As a result, they run up costs without making sufficient profit to guarantee a viable future. Public sector organizations don't need to make profits. So public sector organizations have a more difficult time defining their goal. For example, what is the fundamental goal for the education service? 1. To teach specific knowledge. 2. To develop self-study and learning skills. 3. To develop social skills. What is the purpose of the fire service? 1. To put out fires. 2. To prevent fires. The most important thing is this. Decide your main purpose and let nothing distract you from it. 2. The ability to use language so that his or her instructions are fully understood. As a manager, you must be able to make yourself understood. They don't have to agree with you, but they must understand you. You should avoid, at all costs, agreements based upon misunderstandings. It is better that they understand you but disagree than they sign an agreement based on a misunderstanding. Understanding comes from the accurate use of language, both in the written and spoken form. So make a study of the proper use of language. 1. You need to know how to verbalize clear instructions. 2. You need to know how to construct logical arguments. 3. You need to know how to best present your case. 4. You need to know how to ask incisive questions. If you need help with these issues, please come on our communications skills training course. 3. The ability to build plans that are capable of achieving the goal. Having and communicating a goal is not enough. You need a plan. All goals are achieved by taking action. But that action has to be intelligently designed. Question: who is the intelligent designer? Answer: you are. The manager must build plans that work. In spite of the fact that you are faced by a never-ending succession of 1. Setbacks. 2. Delays. 3. Unexpected problems. You, the manager, must continue to build plans. Planning is a combination of three mental skills. 1. Analytical thinking. 2. Sequential thinking. 3. Synthesis. Analysis is breaking things down into its smaller constituent parts. Sequential thinking now is the ability to put the parts into the right sequence or time order. Synthesis is the ability to integrate different elements into a unified whole. In other words, you should figure out what is 1. The right thing. 2. In the right order. 3. Combined with other elements, in the right way. 4. The ability to handle performance and people management issues. What if you have people who are not doing what they should do, or doing things that they should not? The manager must be able to tackle such difficult situations. This skill includes the following subset abilities. 1. The ability to remain calm and not get over emotional. 2. The ability to refer to your facts, not your feelings. 3. The ability to distinguish a genuine reason from a false excuse. 4. The ability to know when to compromise and when not to. 5. The ability to management your nonverbal communication. If you want help on these issues, please attend our People Management Skills Training Course. 5. The ability to self-motivate. A manager needs to be able to generate self-confidence and self-motivation. How can you create self-confidence and motivation? Answer: by paying strict attention to your mental content. 1. Don't overexpose yourself to thoughts of future failure. 2. Don't overexpose yourself to thoughts of past failure. 3. Don't wish that things were other than what they are. Instead, spend your mental energy on the following two things. 1. Identifying the facts of the current situation. 2. Identifying what you can do today to improve upon the current situation. If you occupied your mind answering only those two questions, then you will feel your confidence improve and your work rate increase. 6. The ability to motivate others. When you have mastered step 5 above, then use exactly the same method to inspire others by paying strict attention to their conversations. 1. Don't let them talk too long about the possibility of future failure. 2. Don't let them talk too long about their list of past failures. 3. Don't let them drift into fantasy land by wishing that things were other than what they are. Instead, ask them questions based around the following two things. 1. What is the current situation? 2. What are they going to do today to improve upon the current situation? If you can keep the conversation on these two questions, then you will see their confidence improve and their work rate increase. For more information about professional development training, visit the Corporate Coach Group website.